Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to our guest right now, who joins us on the phone. Doug Kite of the Boston Herald joins us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Mr. Kite, how are we doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great. First place New England Patriots. That's a nice sentence to be able to say here over the course of this week. I saw and have been hearing all week long people saying that the Patriots now are a team very much on the upswing. I see also teams like the Chiefs, who don't have as good of a record, being, you know, placed ahead of them here. With the Patriots sort of becoming America's sweethearts, seemingly over the course of a three-week span here, Doug, are you starting to get the sense that there's maybe a bit of a bubble growing here, like a bubble that could potentially burst at some point? Are you getting that sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think there's any guarantee that they're going to continue to keep winning. Obviously, they've got winnable games coming up against the Titans, Browns, and Falcons, but the Falcons are looking pretty good at this point. And I just still don't really know what to expect from this team week to week, because they probably kept things a little bit too close against the Saints last week, especially compared to how well they played against the Panthers and the Bills. So, yeah, certainly the bubble could still burst. I think that's why, you know, most people are still being a little bit tepid in the power rankings for the Patriots. I think I would kind of be right there alongside them until we see this for a few more weeks.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that a few more weeks is what it's going to really take for things like the Drake May MVP conversation to start getting more serious and some of these other things that are happening. But in the meantime, Drake May, over the course of these last three games, has been putting up very, very gaudy numbers, the type of numbers that everyone has to sit up and take notice of. What do you look at when you see Drake May from like the first 3 weeks, with the air mailing of the throws and the sketchy footwork and some of these other issues that I don't know if we all did, but I certainly thought we're going to carry over a little bit longer than, you know, two more weeks in the season. What do you see as being the biggest improvement that he's made in season so far this year?
Well, I think it's just being more comfortable overall. I think that's a huge aspect. I think they tweaked the offense a little bit, added a few more bootlegs, allowed him to play to his strengths a little bit more. But I also just see him freelancing a little bit more, but in a good way, obviously, maneuvering the pocket quite a bit better, holding on to the football in those situations, obviously, quite a lot better, but also just trusting his receivers, throwing it downfield. Like, really everything is clicking for him right now, to the point where, obviously you don't want to be negative in this situation, but you do really wonder how much longer everything can go so right for him, especially on deep balls. Like, his deep ball accuracy is unbelievable.
Insane.
Right now. He's completing 75% of his deep balls. Keyshawn Booty has like the highest completion percentage or catch percentage for a receiver as an average depth of target over 10 yards. I know that's a lot of numbers to throw out there, but like, he's catching balls on average 16 yards downfield, and he's catching 78% of passes. So some of these things, while obviously incredible in the moment, do seem a little bit unsustainable, at least on this level. So I wonder about that a little bit, but overall, just like, obviously everything has improved, but really the comfortability is the biggest thing for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug, you've covered this team with the Herald for a couple of years. You and Andrew had some great end-of-season exposés on the end of last year and the final year of Bill Belichick, of course, and sort of everything that kind of went through with all of that and where things broke down behind the scenes and how in some ways toxic it was at certain points in that locker room. With that as sort of the basis here, what's different about this season? What's different about the Mike Vrabel culture and experience that is now getting people to almost memory hole these last two seasons?
Well, I mean, one big thing is that I was asking Stephon Diggs about this today, and like, to some degree, winning obviously helps.
Right.
That's not to say that they were winning early in the season when they started the season 1-2, but I think that that obviously helps the culture quite a bit. That helps the buy-in quite a bit is winning. But also I think that Mike Vrabel has just done a really good job of rallying the team together, because even after the week 2 win over the Dolphins, you could tell that this team was like, was bought in. They were together. And one thing that makes it a lot different from the Gerard Mayo Patriots is that, you know, with the Gerard Mayo Patriots, everyone was like, oh, he was a player. He's a player's coach. He knows what we've gone through. He's been there before. He's done all of this. When I was going around asking players today about the buy-in from Mike Vrabel, they also mentioned the fact that he's been a head coach before, that he's done this as a head coach, that he's seen the ups, he's seen the downs, he's seen things get ugly with the Titans, so he knows what works, he knows what doesn't. So I think that's a big element of at least what's different from last year.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with most of that, and I wasn't, you know, in that locker room, obviously, but it certainly seems as though the difference is a very stark one. How come no one's talking about this Tennessee game as a potential trap game like they were about New Orleans, Doug?
I think one is just that this Titans team is so bad that I don't see, like, there were some potential issues at least going up against the Saints. You know, Spencer Rattler has actually been playing pretty decently this year. They've got a lot of speed on offense, and obviously they still weren't able to win, but they were able to keep it close. This Titans team has just been pretty much a disaster this year, and obviously, like, there are stats that say that, you know, interim head coaches do very well in their first game. Teams can rally around them. I still look at this as a little bit different because I don't necessarily see Mike McCoy being someone that, like, players are going to rally around, at least, you know, in comparison to some of these interim head coaches or, like, the linebackers coach or, like, a secondary coach or someone who's a little bit younger, someone who can relate to players a little bit more. McCoy is just a, you know, your standard interim head coach. He's been a head coach before. He wasn't very successful. So I don't see it as a trap game. I also think, like, maybe I wound up being completely wrong about this, but it really does feel like a game that players are going to rally around Vrabel, win for Vrabel, because that's another thing guys were saying in the locker room today, is that, like, this is a head coach that you want to win for. I know how cliche that sounds, but I think that is the culture that Vrabel is building right now.
Yeah, and also, you know it when you see it. You know when that's a thing, and you know when it isn't a thing, too. You can tell players' body language and, post-game commentary. You can tell when that's not the case. With all that being said here, you talk about the run game and the trade deadline coming up here in a couple of weeks. There's been a lot of rumors floating around about potential trade targets. There's a lot of teams that are doing better maybe than they thought they'd be doing at this point in the season, the Steelers and, you know, some of these other teams here. How competitive and how active of a trade deadline are you anticipating this is going to be, and how active do you think the Patriots are going to be? Are they already sort of working the lines here?
It does sound like it's going to be a pretty active trade deadline overall. That's at least what all the reports have been saying. There's a lot of players on bad teams who could be moved. And I know that Vrabel said today that, you know, that's not going to necessarily, like, spur them into action, the fact that they're 4-2 and want to win now. But there are some pretty obvious holes on this team, at least at running back and outside linebacker, that there's enough players out there in those positions that it feels like a pretty natural fit. Like, obviously, like a guy like Breece Hall with the Jets or a guy like Jalen Phillips with the Dolphins. Difficult to trade in division, but it does feel like those players could really help right now and lift this defense to a different level or at least shore up the run game on offense. So I don't know. It's hard to say with the Patriots how active they're going to be because I haven't experienced Mike Vrabel and Ryan Cowden and Elliot Wolf, like them all together, led offseason or midseason. But there's some deals to be made there. And as long as they're not giving up like a first-round pick or second-round pick, I think it probably makes sense with the AFC wide open to pull something off and to be a buyer right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I hope they're active with it. With that being said, Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson, I don't think are going anywhere with the right. thinness that they have in that room right now. So with that sort of being the case, let's say they can't swing a deal. What do you do to get those guys going again? Or Stevenson going again, Henderson going at all?
Yeah, I mean, Vrabel says that they're like one play away, one block away a lot of the time. There's some of that, but I think that some of it also is just that the running backs are not running with enough decisiveness right now. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson looks like he's too worried about holding on to the ball to be his regular self. Travion Henderson isn't making defenders miss the same way that we saw in the summer and during his career at Ohio State. So I plant this kind of in the middle and maybe even a little bit skewed towards the running backs where I think they just have to run more free. They have to run more decisive. They need to hit holes harder. So that's what I would look at because the offensive line is protecting Drake May so well right now. You don't want to disrupt that. You don't want to like put someone else in there or switch up the offensive line. I think the running backs just have to do a little bit better. And it would be interesting to see if they did add someone like Breece Hall or a starting caliber running back and to see how it shakes things up. If anything, right now, I would probably drag Stevenson down to the third string and have Henderson and a new running back share the top duties just because things definitely are not going well with Stevenson right now. He had the good week too, but he's either fumbling or he's running for less than 2 yards per attempt. It's ugly for Stevenson right now.
Yeah, it's not been great. And, you know, Henderson hasn't really been good either. At least he has the excuse. No, he's a rookie. No. He's trying to get going. But, you know, there's a lot of rookie running backs who are very productive so far this year. Doug with Scadaboo and Judkins and Janty's picking it up. So, I don't know. I'm starting to get worried about him, too. Last thing before we let you go here. What was your preseason prediction for the Patriots, and has it changed through 6 weeks?
I think I had them at 9 or 10 wins. Okay. I might bump that up to like 10 or 11. Not sure if I'm ready to go to 12 yet, just because this does still feel like a team where anything could happen. I know they're on a 3-game winning streak, but they've kind of looked a little bit different in week to week. So I would bump it up a little bit. And I probably also, I'm flip-flopping here, probably would have dragged it down after training camp. So, like, they've shown me a lot more since the season began than what I saw in camp when they were going up against the Commanders and Vikings in joint practices. They've impressed me quite a bit more, obviously, as the season's gone along. So, yeah, I would bump it up.
Well, my preseason prediction was 6, so they're already knocking on the door of that right now. I think I have to go down with that ship, though. I can't change it now. Doug Kai, Boston Herald, great stuff as always. Always good to talk with you, buddy.
Yep, anytime, Christian.
All right, Doug Kide, Boston Herald, joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.